Okay. Maseches Nedarim. The Ran says, we talked about Nidrei Hekdesh and we talked about Nidrei Yisr. And now let's go weiter in the Ran. Maseches Zuhi Be'inyan Nidrei Yisr. The Ram makes a statement. We're talking about Nidrei Yisr. That's the topic of the Masechus Nidrei Yisr. Now, this is the way you read the Ram. It's not so simple to understand the Ram. I'll explain it the way you read it. Now, the Ram now is bothered by a kasha. V'charomim kacharomim, the concept of cherem, we're familiar with. Well, we're in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so we're familiar with cherem. We live in Eretz Yisrael, so we're very familiar with what cherem is. But that's not really... cherem is a very broad term. The cherem that you're familiar with when you learn Shas is cherme hekdish and cherme kohanim. And you make something hekdish, or you give it to the kohanim by saying it should be cherem le kohanim. It's complicated. First of all, you say, well, so who needs the concept of cherem? You know, you want to make it hektish, so make it hektish. Say harei ze hektish. Like, and there's even a shaila if you say stam harei ze cherem. Is it cherem to hektish or is it cherem to the kohanim? Stam charamim le kohanim, or stam charamim le bedek, or stam charamim le bedek habayis. Charamim le kohanim is like a complicated thing because it's osur bahanah. Once you give it to the Kohen, it's mutter bahanor, and it becomes regular money, nichsei Kohen. Kitzur, there's a concept called cherem. We're familiar with it because of the, you know, the bad guy put a guy in cherem. It's the same concept. In other words, there's a parsha in the Torah called cherem. And it, again, the familiarity that you come across in Shas is cherme hektish or cherme kohanim. And there's a shaila, if stam charamim, if you don't specify what the cherem should be for, so is it stam charamim le kohanim or stam charamim le bedekabayis? But normally you would say hareza cherem le bedekabayis, or you would say hareza cherem le kohanim. And that's a parsha in itself. And this is an important yesod as you make your way through Shas. If there's such a parsha, that's what we call it. In Lomdei Shabbos, they say there's a parsha of cherem. So when you make cherem lebedek habayis, it's not just another way to get yourself into the parsha of hektish. No, there's a parsha in the Torah, the chiyakdish is, it's beso, kodesh lashem. And then you poda it, then you have to add a fifth. If he sells it to someone else, he doesn't have to add a fifth. Maybe it goes out in Yovel, maybe it doesn't go out in Yovel. That was all in yesterday's parsha. So that's hektish. If the cherem is not another word for hektish, first of all, we don't need another word for hektish. Hektish will suffice quite fine, thank you. Second of all, if you see a shayla of stam charamim le kohanim or stam charamim le bedek habayis, so obviously cherem is something that's not hektish. It's a different type of chalos. Now, when you make something cherem le bedek habayis, we don't know offhand of any differences between that and hektish lebedek habayis, but that's okay. But it's a different chalois. It's a chalois cherem. Now, what is cherem? Probably the way we're familiar with the term. I like very much Arya Kaplan's translation. It's going to make you laugh. It's a very good translation of the word cherem. He says taboo, T-A-B-O-O. That's how he translates the word cherem. In other words, you put something in cherem, it's a declaration that it's off limits. That's the etzem definition and chalois of cherem. You can make it cherem lehektish, you can make it cherem lekohanim, and each one has a different set of dinim. But there's a concept called cherem. Now, the Ran is bothered by a question here, that it says v'charomim kacharomim. Now, the only cherem we're familiar with is cherem hektish. But, or cherme kohanim, which, okay, I mean, but the Ran, look, what's it doing in this Masechta? If I say that Nedarim is talking about Nidrei Yisr, so what's Charamim doing here in the Mishnah? So the Ran says, and this is what Shema Sheshona Kan Charomim Kacharomim Haynu Mishum Shaloshin Cherem Kishem. You have to remember, we say it's a type of Chalois. So Chalois Cherem. It might, in effect, have the same dinim as Hekdesh. The Lomdish point, I want you to understand. It might, in effect, if you looked up in Shulchan Aruch, have the same dinim, but it's a different chalais. It's called cherem. It's cherem. It's a different parish in the Torah. And if you say Stam Areza cherem, it might even be cherem lekohanim. It might not even be cherem with the gabayis. Shema Sheshona Kan Charomim Kacharomim Haynu Mishum Shaloshim cherem. Kishem shehu kolel cherem ebedek habayis, which is its normal meaning, kachu kolel nidrei iser. Kidetznan lekamon, we have a Mishnah later, hareini alecha cherem hamuder osur, you are osur, I become osur banot to you, you are osur to be nehene from me, hareini alecha cherem, and Hareat Amudr means the one who's the object of the neder. I'm making the neder. I say Hareini Olecha Cherem. I could give you a test and ask you who's over Bal Yachal Dvaro if I give you Hano when I say Hareini Olecha Cherem. And quite obviously it would be totally in the Machlekes Rishonim that we had on Daf Tesvov. Hareat Olai Cherem Hamadir Osir, the one making the neder is also. So you see, cherem is nidrei iser also. And that's what it means when it says charomim in the Mishnah. That type of cherem, cherem iser. The ilu cherem bedek habayis lo shaychi b'hem masechta. Indeed, don't belong in this masechta. Ela b'seder kotchim. So just like nidorim doesn't mean nidrei hekdesh, but nidrei iser. Charomim doesn't mean cherem hekdesh, but rather cherem iser. A simple enough run. But it's not simple. The Rosh, if you look on the side on your right, and Tosfos on your left, both argue with the Ran. The Rosh says on the right, V'charomim kacharomim, cherem, odom shehechrim nechosov, o mikzosom, all of his nechosom, or some of them, v'oyma harei zu cherem, v'trei kavnei cheromim, then there's two types of cheromim, cherme gavoa, v'cherme kohanim, cherme gavoa, z'lebede kabayis. I mean, that in itself is your biggest raya, that cherem is not a word for hekdesh. Because cherem la gavoa is automatically the bedek habayis. Even if you say on a behemah, it should be cherem. It doesn't become a korban, it doesn't get kedushas haguf. It's only the bedek habayis.
But is your comparisons the same?
What?
If you say, this is usher like hekdesh, or this is usher like...
That's nidrei iser you're talking about.
Yeah. Would it be equivalent?
Yeah. But let's see, we're not yet talking about that you said something should be usher like hekdesh. Meanwhile, we're talking about it should be hekdesh, or it should be cherem. So the Rosh says, umoyal in bohem, v'yesh lehem pediyah, you could be poldeh. Chermi kohanim, ein lehem pediyah, elo nitnim lekohanim. Vachalo boli de kohanim, you're getting a quick lesson in chermi kohanim here. Till the kohen gets it, moyal in bohem, it's usher bano, and there's actually me'ilah. That itself is a weird concept. Cherme Kohanim is that, though. Till the Kohen gets it, it's Osir Bano and it's holy. The Kohen gets it, it becomes regular Chulin. Yeah, it's a regular, it's Momen Kohen. Upligi Tanoi Beperek, Be'erchim, Ikoman Diomer Stam Charamim Le Kabayas, Ikoman Diomer Stam Charamim Le Kohen, that's based on Psukim. So the Rosh very much does learn that the Mishnah is talking about Cherme Hekdesh, not Cherme Isser, as the Ran says. And if you look over in Tosfos on your left, Divri Hamaschil Bacharomim Kacharomim, on the first of the middle-sized lines in Tosfos, Bacharomim Kacharomim. So you also, Tema, you know what, we don't have to learn the Tosfos, but it's clear in Tosfos, he's learning it's talking about Cherem. So now, turn to the back of the Gemara, and we're going to learn the Ritva. On the Darim, the Oiz V'Hodar did a very nice thing here. If you have a regular Vilna Shas, the Ritva, the Ramban wrote halachas on the Darim, just as the Rif did. He felt the Rif didn't do a sufficient job on the Sechas V'Darim. He left a lot of blanks, and he filled it in. That's why you have the Rif on the bottom, a on the back of the Gemara. I don't know if you have the Oiz V'Hadar, they designed the page very much to reflect what I'm telling you now, the Rif. And you have the Ramban wrote Hilchus Nedarim to sort of fill in the Rif. You have it? If you have an Adarim Nozer site, it can get a little confusing. It's in the back. I don't know where they printed it. Either in the back of the dorm or in the back of the whole thing. Oh, so the regular Vilna Shas doesn't, you can't tell this. The Rif is the good old Rif. The Ramban is Mashlim the Rif. The Ritva wrote a Perish on the Ramban. The Nebuke Yosef wrote a Perish on the Gemara. See, the Vilna Shas doesn't reflect this, but they did it. They did it right. The Ritvas are surrounding the Ramban because the Ritva wrote a Perish on the Ramban. Okay, let's look in the Ritva. Look in the Ritva, the last paragraph before Shvuos Kishvuos. B'chol ha'omer hareze olai cheirem. B'chol ha'omer hareze olai cheirem, pirish hareze olai osur. You have it? In the Ritva. B'have yodos nadorim. Okay, we won't go into that sentence. Umasnisen diktani v'charamim kacharamim, says the Ritva, v'adai le'inyan chermei kohanim ayri. The lomar, the benidvei hektish nami ikayodos v'kinuyin. V'nokat loshen charamim tfei mishor hekdeshos mishum dodomi le'nidvei iser sheyesh bo mashmos iser. The v'adai lo ayri b'chermei nidvei iser. This is what I want to get to. He argues with the Ran. He says it's certainly not talking about Chermei Nidre Isser. The Hotu Lomoli, even the Ktoni called Kinuyin Adorim Kinadorim, the Ha Kayil, the Mishnah included, Kol Mine Lashonos Nadorim. In other words, why make a special Bava out of Charamim Kacharamim? In other words, the Ritva's learning that you make a Neder and you could say Harezek Kikarbon, and you can say Harezek Kehektish. And you can say, Harezek Kecheira. So it's just another way. It's just. So that's all a Neder. That's all Nadorim. You're making a Neder. You're not making Cheirim. You're making a Neder. So why would the Mishnah make a special Bava, a special phrase, a special clause, saying Charamim Kacharamim, if it's just another way of making a Neder? Elavadai meikara katoni kol kinuyin nadorim kinadorim l'inay nidrei iser, and charamim kacharamim is l'inyan nidrei hekdesh. And I'll bring you another raya. He says, l'mashama the Gemara says, aydi nitoron and nadorim midi the mitzvah chefza tana charamim midi the mitzvah chefza alei. The Gemara says the reason it says charamim v'charamim after nadorim kinadorim is because they're the same. They're both chal on the chayfets. So the Ritva means to ask, according to the Ran, like it's the exact same thing as the Dorim. Why do you have to like say a fancy svara? It's mamish like the Dorim. It's another type of neder. The answer is to both Ritva's questions on the Ran. One is why bother saying b'charamim kacharamim? It's just another type of neder where you're saying harezu kicherem. And why does the Gemara have to say Episasvara? Why it says Charamim after Nadarim? It makes so much sense you to say it after Nadarim because it's the exact same thing. The Ran doesn't mean Neder. The Ran holds that just like Cherem is a way to make something hektish, and you say Harezeh Cherem, and I said before, it's not another way of saying hektish. It might end up being the same type of chalos, but there's a parasha in the Torah called charamim, where you say this is like off limits. That's the idea. Taboo is a good word. It's off limits. and it's chal, that it's kadosh l'Hashem. The Ran holds there's a concept called cher me'isser. It's a type of nether, but it's not another way of making a nether. So there's a parsha of the Dorim, that's in Matos, ishki yidor nether l'Hashem. That's saying harezo dover ze osur alai, or maybe it's saying harezo osur alai ki korban. Or maybe it's like the Chinuch says, and I'll show you, not today, but there's a Ran in Shvuos I found that pretty much says openly what we saw in the Chinuch, that the granddaddy of assuring something with the koach of my nether is taka hektish, and I make it holy and osur, and the Torah said you can make it osur without making it holy, right? But it's like an extrapolation, so almost, of nidrei hektish. Cherem is the same thing. There's a chalos cherme hektish, and that's the parsh of charamim, and that's not the parsh of hektish. You see, it's automatically by the kabayis. If you say hareza cherem without specifying for what purpose, it might be cherem lekohanim. There's a parsh of the Torah called cherem, and that's off limits. That's the chalos you make. It has its own. It's its own parsha. It's its own lamdas. It's its own chalos. So the Ran holds, and this answers the Ritva's questions on him, that there's a parsha of Cherme Isser. Very simple. I have the power of Cherem, so just like by Hektish we saw in the Chinuch, and I'm telling you it's a Ran and Shavuos also, just like by Hektish, by Neder, I have the power of making something holy and Osir, and then there's a parsha of Nidrei Isser, where I could make it Osir, and that's all. So Charamim, the parsha of Charamim, gives me a power also. It gives me the power of Cherme Hektish, or Cherme Kohanim, whatever the case may be. And there's a specific... And I can also make Cherme Isser. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about, according to the Ran. I make something Osir, but the power that I utilize to make it Osir is not the power of the parsha of Nedarim, which is sort of an offshoot of the parsha of Hektish, but there's a concept of Cherme Isser. That's what the Ran sees in the Mishnah later. It doesn't say Hareini Alecha Kicherem. It says Hareini Alecha Cherem. I make myself Cherem on you. And the Ran holds there's a concept called Cherme Isser. It could be, I would even go so far as to say, that the Ritva and Tosfos and the Rosh, who assume that the Mishnah is talking about Cherme Hektish, hold that there's no parsha of Cherme Isser. No such thing. Where do you see such a thing? I, the Mishnah later that the Ran quotes, the Mishnah means, Hareini Alecha Kicherem. Yeah, that you can do. You're making a ned there, and you're saying, I should be Osir on you like Cherem is Osir on you. That's, but Hareini Alecha Cherem, that I make myself unto you Cherem, and that's, and it's Osir, Cherme Isser, I'd call it. That only the Ran holds. And indeed, I think, like, it makes sense to just argue with him. Like, there's no real makor for that. For Cherme Isser. I'm saying that the Ran is describing not the way the Ritva assumed, another way to make a ned there, using Cherem as your kid. Kikorban, Kehektish, Kecherem. I think the Ran doesn't mean that. So that answers the Ritva, says it's totally superfluous. It's just another way of making a ned there. No, it's not. It's mamish a parsha of Cherme Isser. That's what the Ran holds. And the Chinuch, can I ask you? Can you get the Chinuch, please? With Shin Nun Zayin. I gotta get a familiar.
How's it any different from the neder, like the original neder?
The Ran holds that just like there's a parsha of Cherme Hektish, and that's not the parsha of Hektish, it's a parsha of Cherem. And indeed, if you look at the Torah, it's talking about Isha Sheyachrim is Beso Kodesh Lashem, and that's different than the parsha of Iski Yaktish is Beso Kodesh Lashem. It's a conception. You want to know, you want to go like deep into it, I would say, again, that's why I like the word taboo. It's a different chalois. Like I'm making it off limits. That's the chalois that I'm creating. It ends up being the same. Like a cynic would say, well, what's the difference? You end up the same thing. It's holy and it belongs to Hagdash. Well, first of all, if you just say the word cherem without any other adjective, without other explanation, it might belong to the Kohanim. So you see right there that you're creating a different type of chalos. So it's only a skip and a hop, I hold, for the Ran to hold. There's a chefza called Cherme Isser. And that's what the Ran says we're talking about. And that answers the Ritva's kashas on the Ran. And I think the reason the Rosh and the Tosfos just assume not like that is because there is no parasha of Cherme Isser. And all the Mishnah later means is Harealai Kichera. Here, but now in Mitzvah Shinnun Zion, which is Lodun Bedine Charamim, Kol Mi Shehechrim Dover Menachos Stam, Sheomar Dover Pliny Yehei Cherem. So it either goes to the Kohanim or it goes to Bedek Habayis. And there's a whole nother Shoresh HaMitzvah. It's like you read the Chinuch. You want to hear it. It's like he has an Arichus here. I don't know. Yisrael is Am Asher Bochar HaKel Mikol Shor Amim Lavodoso Vehein Einam Tachas Memshelos Mazolos Asher Cholak Hashem L'Chol Amim. But they have direct Hashgocha Protus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a Malach or a Mazol. And he took them out of Mitzrayim, and that's when that happens. Anibalo Maloch, Anibalo Sorov. So, when Klal Yisrael keep the Torah, so they have this close relationship with Hashem. So, Lo Tanuach Behem Raktova, B'Shefa Bracha, V'Ruach Nadiva, U'Tahora. Everything's wonderful. B'Hepech, V'Hi Acherem. Acherem is like, that's a good word, taboo. It's like, something bad, something evil, stay away from me. Hu aloiveihem disoneihem. V'al kein, therefore, ki yitzar ruach echad mehem. V'yotzi mipiv loshem klola, the chere, it's like a klola type idea. Al momona v'karka osov. Shehem tachas habracha, listen to the chinuch. My nechosim are blessed. They're Jewish money. No jokes. They're Jewish money, blessed by Hashem, right? Me and Hashem, we're like that. And I say this should be like Sitra Achra, almost. Like this should be cursed. Chayim is a lotion of curse. We know that from the way we throw around the word. She says, so the pasuk is telling you, this is the chinuch, you can't do that. You have no right to declare it like a klola on this, because everything that a yid owns is a chelak Hashem. Mashakona evet kona rabo. So it becomes hektish, like as if to spite you. That's what the chinuch says. And they bring down the psukim, kolcher masher yochrim in odom lo yipodem ol shumos. That's why when you go to Melchama and you capture things from the enemy, they used to put it in cherim. Umizah Shoresh, it belongs to the Kohanim. I mean, I'm doing it extremely cursorily. But you see clearly that Cherem is mamish, a whole thing in itself. It's not hektish. It's like a whole, it's a world in itself, which makes sense. It's a mitzvah in itself. Whenever you see something becoming a mitzvah, you say to an isha, arat mukudeshusli, arat muresusli, right? There's different mishnayos of kedushin. They're not different mitzvahs in the Torah. They're different ways of saying the same thing. Probably the same chalois as chal. Even though Rabbi Chanan rather wants to say it's chal in a different way, depending on what loshon you use. But here, cherem is a separate mitzvah. So you see, it's a separate concept. So the best way to look up, I mean, the easiest way we have of looking up, like Mechitesi, it's a different concept. Because I could just say in Lomdus, you make it Hekdesh, you make it Cherem. Don't bother me with what. It's just, it's the same Totsa'a, but it's a different idea, it's a different concept. It's called Cherem. But then you open a Chinuch, and you really appreciate it. It's taka different. It's like a whole other world. It's a different, you're calling forth different kochos in the world. Right, I have an ability to make something holy by saying it should be kadosh. Here, cherem is like, look what it is. It's like a whole world, a whole different. I have an ability to bring down different forces, different spiritual forces. and create a chalos, which might end up being the same as Hekdesh, but it's a whole different thing. Anyway, by me it's clear that the Ran holds that there's a concept of Cherme Isser. In other words, the parish of Cherem, which allows me to declare something off limits, and it has the chalos Hekdesh, has a parsha of Isser. Even though, again, if you would ask me where is the parsha of Cherme Isser according to the Ran, I don't have an answer for you, which is what I suspect the Rosh and Tosfos hold, and therefore they hold there is no parsha of Cherme Isser, and the Mishnah is just like it says, as if it would say Harei Alecha Kicherem, and therefore they assume that the Mishnah is talking about Cherme Hekdesh. But at least this Mahalach answers the Ritva's Kasha on the Ran. It's not just a repetition of the Dorm Kinadorm. It's a different parasha. Okay. In the remaining moments, I want to go back to what we talked about Thursday. You know, the Ran says, by Nidre Isser, ube'inyan ze yochol le'asar afilo nichso chaveiro olof. Which is nice, but like, taka, how come? Now that we've seen last week in so many places that the inyan of an Isser Chefza is serious, I make a chalois on the object, so indeed, why can I make a chalois on your object? It's a very good question. Good question. Why taka could I? And a chanami, I'm saying it should be Isser on me, but if it's real, and we saw in all those sources that it's real, that it's chal a chalos din, so why is it so poshut? And there's no pasuk anywhere. Why is it so pasuk? And that's question number one. And question number two was, wonder of wonders on Daf Pei Hei, the Ran, and the Gemara really, but the Ran speaks it out more clearly, the Ran makes it sound as if my making my nechasim usher on you is as much a source of amazement and wonder as my making your nechasim usher on me. And the Ran even says, oh, so you could do it. Okay, so you see, one out of two ain't bad. That's what he says. Why can I ask a minor chasim on you? Oh, because it's minor chasim. So okay, so I can ask a minor chasim on me. Because one out of two ain't bad. But really, it doesn't make sense, you would say. Bishlam a minor chasim, I can ask her on you, because it's minor chasim. So I can make a chalais din on minor chasim. So I can make it on you. No, that. Right? I can make it hektish and also to the whole world, so I can make it also on you. I mean, maybe it is a chiddush, maybe it's not a chiddush, but at least there's a logic that it's my nechasim. I can do what I want to my nechasim. I'm the owner. I can make a chalais din. But like, why should I be able to make a taka? Why can I make a chalais on your nechasim? And the Ran's reasoning sounds nothing personal. Kalabatish. He says one out of two ain't bad. Like a childish almost. He says, Echad mehem. Imam says those words. He says, Echad mehem yu bershusa. So, I struggled with this for years. Not that you care, but I did. I don't know if you're bothered by the question as much as I was. It's a pella. The Ran's a pella. One is just as much of a chiddush as the other. And the solution is, because one out of two. It doesn't make sense. I mean, we're not playing games here. One out of two. So I think I think you walk away from that Ran with a tremendous yesod. And that is that there's an even more fundamental concept in Neder. So say, what's Neder? We finally, based on all the things we saw, we define Neder as a dibur that makes an iser chefza, a dibur that makes something also, that makes a chalois din iser. In fact, then we ended up seeing that even Nidre Hekdesh has that quality, and they're not so far apart after all. That Nidre Hekdesh also is a dibur that makes it also. Not that it's also as a totsa'a from being holy, I'm just reminding you, but it makes it also. We saw it in the Chinuch, and I'm telling you, it's around in Shavuos also. But what is? But you can go deeper. Like, what's a neder? Like, what the word neder? So it could be just the definition, a deeper that makes something also. So I'm saying, no, a neder is it's like it has its almost balabatisha meaning also. A neder is when I make a Kabbalah. I'm a gobble something. Like, that's like a more fundamental idea. In other words, it's just a dibur that makes something asur. So maybe the Torah could have used the, I don't know, could have used any word. But he used the word neder, which, like, it has like a basic meaning. The way we're really more familiar with it, and we say bli neder, right? Everything that comes out of our mouth, say bli neder, bli neder, bli neder. It's not by accident, I'm saying. It has a fundamental meaning. The Torah's neder is only when you make a chalos isser on something. But the fundamental definition of neder is like by Yaakov Avinu, by either Yaakov, neder, lemor. Rather, it was nigdei hekdesh, it was nigdei tzedakah. But the idea that the eis tzara, you make a neder. And that idea is an idea of a Kabbalah. No, it's the idea of ushering something that's mutter is like is I'm a cobble something on myself. I take on like an extra layer of something that I don't have to. It's reshus. Something's coolin, I make it hektish. I didn't have to. I wanted to do it. It's a nedava. Neder, nedava. I wanna make a Kabbalah. I wanna rein in my I want to exercise my self-control muscle, so I take something mutter and I make it usher on me. It's a neder. Gets a neder is a Kabbalah. That's like the one sentence chiddush. You want to say it? I don't think it's a chiddush. I think it's a fundamental definition. The Torah's neder is one that creates isser or one that creates hekdesh. But the conceptual neder, like what's a neder? Like, say, what's a house? You know? So maybe the Torah's house has to be dalid by dalid, and the Torah's house has to whatever. The Torah's house has to be dalid amos by dalid amos. But the concept of a house is a place where you live. Like that's the right. That's the concept. It could be the concept of a neder is a Kabbalah. If that's true, then the Ran is simple. The Ran is not even shver. In terms of a Kabbalah, I could say your things also on me, because I talk about me. Like one out of two ain't bad. I can make a Kabbalah about my nechassim, and I can make a Kabbalah, again, I'm using the word Kabbalah in a very, very conceptual sense. I'm a Kabbal something that's totally reshus. I don't have to do it. I want to do it. It accomplishes something spiritual, something I want to take on something. I want to take on a vow. That concept, that idea. Right. Okay, it's a good question. Ironically, that makes the idea that I can make my nechassim osur on you a bigger chiddush than I can make your nechassim osur on me, which is counterintuitive. But if you look at the Ran on Daf Pehei, it's beautiful, because the Ran implies that. And without this pshat, the Ran is mamash apella. Because till I said what I said, what would have been less of a chiddush? That I can make my nechassim osur on you, because it's my nechassim. But in the Ran, you see, if you look, if you read the Ran over and over, you'll see the Ran implies that the other one's a bigger chiddush. So Teretz is, so what's ultimately the pshat? That I'm making a Kabbalah about my nechassim, that it shouldn't give you hana. That's why the Rambam holds that I'm over bal yachel if I give you hana, because I made a Kabbalah about my nechassim, even though I'm not over the isser, because it's also on you. And I didn't violate an isser when I gave you hana. Okay, maybe lifnei iver, but the Rambam holds I violated the neder. So from the Rambam, and as I made a Kabbalah about my nechassim won't give you hana. It's a chiddush, but this way the Ram is beautiful. I can, and in terms of the, if you look at neder, the concept, not what it shafts, what it creates, what's how. But you look at neder, the concept. If you can hear that the concept is a Kabbalah, and that's Nidrei Hekdesh, and Nidrei Isser, and Nidrei Tzedakah, I take something that's chulin, I make it kadosh. I take something mutter, I make it usher. It's like, is that a Kabbalah? I'm an Isser, I make a Kabbalah. I'm a Kabbal something on myself. I'm a cobble something on myself. So then the Ran begins to make sense. Now you can read the Ran, and it's already, he says, yeah, I can answer your thing on me, because I'm Bershusi. Even though we said, well, but the Chalais is on you on the Chasim. Yeah. But it makes sense that the Torah gave me the right to do it, because it makes sense that it's a Kabbalah. In fact, it makes more sense than the other way, because I'm a Kabbalah not to be... the Chalois is on you and a Chosin. That's technically how it's Chal. But the concept, conceptually, it's that I won't benefit from you and a Chosin. And on the contrary, mine a Chosin are also on you, which till now was a simpler thing to understand, because it's chal on mine achasim and mine achasim. But in terms of the concept, it's a stickle big chiddush. But you look at the Ran, you see that's how he describes the taka, and that's what the Ran says. I can make your achasim also on me, mine achasim also on you, as long as one thing is bershusi. So till now he said, what in the world is that supposed to mean? It's chal on the chayfets. What do I care that one thing is bershusi? What do we gain? Teretz says, in terms of kabbalah, it makes sense as long as one thing is nogeya me, and I'm making a kabbalah. So the concept, the conceptual neder, is what gives me the right to make nedarim. So I can make a neder about your chayfetz if it's nogeya me, about my chayfetz if it's nogeya you, and that's the concept. The way it's chal is it's an issur chefetz, but the concept is an idea of kabbalah.
But what's the concept of usher?
The concept of usur is that it's forbidden.
Right, but if I make your thing forbidden to me,
okay, and